Natural approaches to managing chronic fatigue. May worked long hours and spent much of her day commuting. Each day, when she returned home from work, she cooked and cared for her children, leaving herself almost no time to rest. Her sleep was short and fragmented, and she relied on coffee to stay awake. After giving birth, May's weight increased rapidly. The added stress of childcare led to hormonal imbalances, making it difficult for her to lose the extra pounds. She also began experiencing angular colitis, hair loss, migraines, and irregular menstrual cycles. When she realized her body was reaching its limit, she turned to a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner for help. "You seem to be constantly running on empty, giving without ever replenishing yourself," the practitioner told her. "You need to set aside time and space just for yourself, to tune into your own needs, and to care for your body mindfully and gently." Huan Yi Lu, a physician at Joy Chinese Medical Clinic in Taiwan, shared this patient's case on the Health 1 Plus 1 program on NTD, a sister outlet of the Epoch Times. The patient's symptoms were indicative of chronic fatigue syndrome, he noted. "When fatigue lasts for months, it's a warning sign. When fatigue persists for more than 3 months, it is important to pay attention to the body's distress signals." Common signs of chronic fatigue include poor sleep quality, feeling tired and unrest regardless of how long you sleep. Physiological imbalance, unexplained chronic pain such as headaches or stiffness in the shoulders and neck. For women, this may also manifest as significant hair loss, irregular menstrual cycles, or recurring menstrual pain. Low mood and motivation, a persistent lack of energy, drive, or sexual desire. Changes in eating habits, a tendency to crave heavily seasoned or salty foods. Borrowed energy, a path toward chronic fatigue. When fatigue sets in, many people turn to coffee, vitamin B supplements, or energy drinks to boost alertness. However, Lu said that while occasional use is generally harmless, relying on stimulants long-term is, in essence, borrowing energy from the body. "Our body's energy reserves are limited," Lu said. "These stimulants make us believe that our energy is inexhaustible, but over time, this constant borrowing can deplete our kidney qi and eventually lead to chronic fatigue syndrome." From the perspective of TCM, the kidneys are the congenital foundation, the body's innate source of vitality. When kidney energy, or kidney qi, is continually depleted, the immune system can weaken, leading to chronic inflammation. In TCM theory, the kidneys are responsible not only for fluid metabolism, but also for governing growth, reproduction, bone health, mental vitality, and hearing. This concept parallels the medical understanding of the adrenal glands, which regulate metabolism and other vital bodily functions. In TCM, roasted coffee is viewed as having a warming and drying nature, Lu said, an important consideration for people with chronic fatigue who habitually rely on coffee to stay alert. Although coffee contains specific anti-inflammatory nutrients, excessive and long-term consumption, such as drinking 2 or more cups a day, can accelerate the depletion of kidney qi and may even increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. A 2023 study published in Scientific Reports found that people who drank more than 4 cups of coffee per day had significantly higher levels of LDL cholesterol, commonly known as bad cholesterol. Elevated LDL cholesterol is a significant risk factor for atherosclerosis and cardiovascular disease. Restoring energy instead of borrowing it. To restore the body's energy rather than simply borrowing from it, we need adequate rest and a balanced, nutritious diet. Lu recommended incorporating a variety of colorful fruits and vegetables, along with healthy oils rich in omega-3 fatty acids, as these foods have natural anti-inflammatory properties. Anti-inflammatory foods that rebuild energy. Colorful fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables of different colors contain different phytochemicals. In nature, these nutrients help plants resist drought and cold. When eaten, they help the body combat inflammation and may even reduce cancer risk, Lu said. Healthy oils. Oils rich in omega-3 unsaturated fatty acids include fish oil and flaxseed oil. Research has found that a higher intake of omega-3 can help manage inflammation-related chronic diseases and reduce the risk of mortality from cardiovascular disease. Herbal remedies to restore vitality. Certain herbal ingredients, such as burdock root and ginseng, can be steeped in water as a coffee substitute to help boost energy. Burdock root. In TCM, burdock root is believed to nourish the spleen and kidney meridians, which, in turn, help regulate digestion and strengthen kidney qi lucid. Drinking burdock tea may help support energy recovery and relieve fatigue. A study involving patients with knee osteoarthritis found that drinking 3 cups of burdock root tea daily reduced inflammation and oxidative stress. A 2017 animal study found that mice given burdock extract had longer swimming endurance and stronger grip strength than the control group. Levels of fatigue-related metabolic byproducts, lactate and ammonia, were lower, suggesting that burdock may help enhance physical performance and alleviate fatigue. Ginseng. Ginseng is widely recognized for its benefits in supporting adrenal fatigue. Common varieties include Asian ginseng and American ginseng. A 2017 review indicated that ginseng can help regulate the hypothalamic, pituitary, adrenal axis, thereby alleviating stress-related conditions such as anxiety and depression and ameliorating inflammatory diseases. Liu noted simple ways to use ginseng when feeling fatigued. Place a few thin slices under the tongue, or add 2 to 3 slices to a thermos of hot water to make ginseng tea. The same slices can be re-steeped until the flavor dissipates. Additionally, several other herbs with effects similar to ginseng, such as ashwagandha, Siberian ginseng, and golden root, can also be steeped in hot water and enjoyed as tonic beverages. Illness has a progression. Stop the cycle early. In today's fast-paced world, many people are so focused on efficiency that they continuously ignore their body's signals, using energy drinks to suppress fatigue or painkillers to dull discomfort. However, these signals may be the body's way of reminding us to reconnect with ourselves. In such cases, adjusting one's diet alone is not enough to overcome fatigue. It is equally important to become aware of the body's messages and rebuild a connection with it. The progression of illness often follows a pattern, Liu said. Disconnection, losing touch with the body, becoming unaware of fatigue or pain, and suppressing these signals in various ways. Disheartenment, becoming estranged from one's emotions. Feeling depressed or anxious without understanding the cause. Dysregulation, the body's systems, such as the autonomic nervous and digestive systems, begin to fall out of balance. Disease. Ultimately, physical and mental illnesses develop. Reconnecting with the body through mindfulness. It is important to stop pushing yourself beyond your limits and to set aside time and space for gentle, compassionate self-care. Liu recommends starting with just 10 minutes each night before bed. 1. Mindfulness before bed. This short period is meant for you and no one else, a time to truly care for yourself. You can perform light yoga stretches or a brief meditation. Improving sleep quality helps the body repair itself and may gradually relieve various symptoms. 2. Perform a body scan. Body scanning offers a quiet moment to reconnect with your body. Close your eyes and slowly move your awareness from head to toe, noticing areas of tension, warmth, or any other sensations that arise. You can practice scanning at any time during the day. When you notice tight shoulders or a slight headache, gently relax your muscles or take a sip of water. 3. Create transition time. Make good use of transitional moments, such as during your commute home or before entering a meeting, by taking a few deep breaths to steady your mind and body. This simple practice can help you release work-related tension and prepare mentally for what comes next.